Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Jucks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Jucks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes, at Monty Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Cakes. Morning, Cakesy.
Hello.
Hello.
John-Paul Flame is here as well.
What's up?
Hello to you. Good morning. Eric Bickle, president of Counterpoint.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hello.
Jason,
doing well.
Looks like you got paid for the API yesterday. Did you have pick a winner or something? For the Arnold Palmer in one of your golf leagues? I didn't see it on my Venmo.
What does it say?
Just says you paid Jason Bishop.
Very good.
Yeah.
Always good to get paid.
True?
I don't know who
probably
that is.
Runs a pool and then
Joe,
he's got a dope.
But Butter Gray.
Oh, Joe B? Oh, yeah. I finished third. So I won. How are you getting that?
It just shows up your friends.
That's weird.
It doesn't say what you get paid. It just says,
I had Scheffler and I had Hovland. So you took the aggregate score. Mm. Hovland wasn't very good, but obviously Scheffler won. So
yeah.
I finished third for the week.
That's good.
Cash. Used to be on that golf pool hustle.
$5.
He's the guy that runs the league.
Yeah, Joe B, my boy.
You got $5.
I got $5. It's a weekly prize.
Okay,
the first place was 95 or 100.
Right.
Second place was half of that, and I got a third place prize.
$5.
I thought Hovland was going to play a lot better.
Better than losing.
And he did not.
Could have lost. Could have taken an L.
Could have taken an L.
Then you got a plus five in the ledger.
I'll take the $5.
Which is always good.
And you got the
Players'
Championship this weekend. I know Cakes is looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
That'll be fun.
Super excited.
I thought that happened at the end of the year. What do they call the tournament at the end of the year? There's not a Players' Championship?
Tour Championship?
Players
There's
used to be
between the Players' Championship and the Tour
they
Championship.
Moved the tours.
Yes, it's different.
Got you.
Yeah. So the calendar's all screwed up. I mean, I guess they spread it out. Whatever.
It's the fifth major.
If you say so.
Say that to Feinstein. He loves it.
Yeah, Feinstein loves that.
Yeah,
right?
He's a big fan of that.
Well, I like it.
John probably also feverishly following the legal tampering window in the NFL, which officially kicked off yesterday at noon, and just a flurry of moves across the NFL.
Nothing to talk about today.
Including with the Commanders.
How's Kirk Cousins going to survive with that paltry salary?
People can goof on Kirk Cousins all they want.
Oh, my goodness.
They can goof on him all they want, but that dude
he's made brilliant career moves.
He is the king of making big, fat deals. Yeah.
I didn't see the numbers
in the NFL.
For him. What was the number?
4180.
Wow. Yeah.
And I mean, he's a durable guy.
Makes sense.
I would expect
$100 million guaranteed.
He's going to make basically every dollar of that deal, like unless he suffers some sort of catastrophic injury.
Yeah.
Like he's going to make all that money.
Yep, you're right.
I know that a lot of people say never pay attention to the big number, just pay attention to the guaranteed money, but for a quarterback, he's going to make that money.
He's just had the perfect situation at all of his stops.
Yep.
Getting franchised back to back. Then signing a big deal in Minnesota, then becoming an unrestricted free agent, signing another big deal. I mean, he just made brilliant moves.
I mean, behind closed doors, he's probably laughing with his agent when his agent came back with the news that, well, Minnesota's not going to fully guarantee your next deal. And he's like, okay, well, then I'll just go into free agency and get a big fat deal from the Falcons and we'll just leave the Vikings in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons were willing to pay more than the Vikings. Right. It comes down to that. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely.
Well, they've got Sam Darnold now.
They got Sam Darnold, yeah.
That's
their backup
plan. To me, that's a mind-numbing plan going forward.
They're in
for
a pickle.
Them.
I don't think they wanted that, but I
could see them.
I'm sure they didn't want
it. They were in a spot where they were going to get outbid.
I could see them drafting a quarterback in the first round.
No doubt.
Where did they pick?
11,
10 or 11?
Yeah.
So pretty sure it's 11.
I could see them getting a JJ or a Knicks or a Penix. I could see that.
So the Commanders, they were
because they know Sam Darnold isn't going to be their future, I don't think.
So the Commanders, they were busy yesterday. They made a lot of moves. The biggest headliner name is Austin Eckler
at
running back. The news came out, I want to say around 6:30 or 7 p.m. last night, that he was being added to the mix. He gets a 3-year deal that could be worth up to almost $11.5 million.
Yeah. They got him for nothing.
A pretty low deal for a guy who's accomplished as he has been.
He's a touchdown machine.
Now, he had injury issues last year. He had a down year last year. Hopefully, he's going to have a reduced workload. He's not going to be the workhorse back.
No, but it's perfect with him and Robinson.
Great change of pace back, great third down receiving back, obviously.
And we talked about that yesterday.
I love that addition at that
price. I didn't think they would do that. I was shocked when they did it, but he's got such a low price. I guess you can't pass it up.
It's amazing how the dominoes fall and how fast they fall in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Because at running back, it was quiet for like an hour or two, and then it was just a flurry of news. Oh, Saquon, he's going to Philadelphia. Oh, let's see. Josh Jacobs, he's going to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is saying bye-bye Aaron Jones. Oh, the Bengals, they're releasing Joe Mixon. And the running backs are just bouncing around all over the place. Yep. You didn't know if the Commanders were going to get in. Antonio Gibson, he finds a new home.
Gibby.
What about Austin Eckler did not sign.
Is really
Henry
good.
Henry has not signed yet.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been rumored to the Ravens.
Right.
That's been the rumor at this point.
Yeah, the first 2 days of the tampering, that's when all the big names and the big contracts start loading up. And then, later in the week, then you'll start getting your 1 years. All the older guys that haven't gotten a deal yet. But all the big names go off the board in the first 48 hours.
He was the biggest name that you're familiar with, that fans are familiar with, Austin Eckler. And I know we're going to go through each of the moves. I think the best move was the Frankie Louvu. And I had never really heard of him before. But he's a linebacker who had 125 total tackles last year. And then if you look at some of the next-gen stats, he's apparently great in pass coverage. Next-gen stats put out something, target rate, and some of it's a little over our heads. It's not terms we're really familiar with, 16th, but completion percentage was first, completion percentage over expected first, coverage success rate fifth amongst linebackers, receptions over expected third amongst linebackers. When's the last time they actually had a linebacker who could cover?
And he's a guy whose sack numbers have gone up in the last 2 years as well. So he's had a nose for the quarterback of late, which is nice to see, too.
I mean, you got to be – who knows how these guys are going to work out? I mean, some of these guys, I don't know. I don't have a
crystal
ball. Good bio on. I don't know anything about Nick Allegretti. But what you have to be, hopeful in is the fact that these are all – positions of need, and then you just have to hope that Adam Peters and all those guys in the front office, they know that these are upgrades.
I'll give you my grade.
And they're going to make these units better.
I'll give you my grade about week 8. I'm reserving my right to evaluate
them. I mean, on paper, they all look great.
But I was excited. I thought, Nick Gates, he fills the center role or guard. Andrew Wiley, they know him. He just came from Kansas City, even though he was lowly rated. The enemy knows him, obviously. Yeah.
Center was obviously a position of need. They went out and got somebody.
Yep.
And they got a guy who was
Tyler
in the Pro Bowl.
Biotish.
He was in the Pro Bowl 2 years ago.
So they did the move, too, where now they're weakening a division rival where they poach both Biotish at the center spot and Dorrance Armstrong at the defensive end spot, both from the Dallas Cowboys. You ship them in. You make the Cowboys weaker. Everybody wins.
The early part of the tampering period for the Commanders, once they got involved, I don't think anything happened between 12 and 1. It felt a little bit like Ron Rivera. Oh, we're going back to the team.
Right.
It's a different guy, so we're not saying that. But when Ron Rivera did it, it was like, he's just plucking all these old Panthers.
Right.
And Dan Quinn, and I know Adam Peters is running the show, but they were plucking Cowboys.
plucking, and they even plucked a guy from Carolina in Luvu.
Hey, as long look, as long as they're quality players, I'm okay with guys having relationships with former players.
Well, you're
going to
pick guys
stop.
You know. These are guys know. They know they're familiar
I'm
with.
I'm just saying it's the same criticism we had of Ron Rivera.
The difference is Ron had like 20 of them.
He had many of them.
Well, and also, Rivera's players weren't very good.
And they were coming from a bad team.
So let's hope that these guys are good.
At least the Cowboys are decent.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of a difference.
And they also add a new kicker. Brandon McManus gets a one-year deal, $3.6 million.
So I've had him on many a fantasy team.
He's been on a lot of fantasy
squads. When he was at Denver, he'd hit boomers.
Sure.
So does that mean there's a competition or is Sly gone?
No, I don't think there's a competition.
Sly was a free agent?
I think it's Sly.
Bye-bye, Sly. Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Best of luck in your next
city. He's afraid. But they also, and I think it's also a good move because Sly was inconsistent, especially at extra points. And last year, McManus didn't miss an extra point.
Right.
And he missed five field goals, but three of the five were 50 yards or more. Got a big leg.
He's going to be bitter when the ball doesn't carry like it did in Denver. But I'm sure he'll adjust. He has plenty of leg. He'll be okay.
I think, at least right now, Commanders fans are really optimistic about the moves and feel good. And this is even before. Look, a couple of these moves happened after 9 p.m. I didn't see the Nick Allegretti thing or the McManus thing until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I put up a poll on our Instagram page. Follow us there, Sports Junkies Radio, and 50% gave it a B, 36% A. So that's 86% right there. Only 14% C or lower in terms of grading what the Commanders had done through the first four moves. And the first four moves were Edge, which was Dorrance Armstrong. Now, if you look into it, he wasn't a guy who was on the field a ton. I think he was only on the field for 40% of the snaps or something like that, but was an impact player, and obviously Quinn knows him.
Mm-hmm.
They get the center.
I trust that Quinn can use this guy in a perfect situation, and he can be productive.
They get Luvu, a linebacker. They desperately need linebacker help. And then they get Eckler to pair up with Brian Robinson. Those are the first four moves. And then overnight, you add Allegretti and McManus.
Mm-hmm.
Toss in Zach Ertz. EB, you're talking about Charlie Casserly's formula of will there be 12 starters in year one that'll be there in year three? These are a lot of starters.
We'll see.
You would hope.
We'll see. I'm reserving judgment. We'll see.
The Eckler move is like an eyebrow raiser because he's been so productive when healthy.
Right.
20 touchdowns a year for a couple
of years.
Right,
but it tells you, though, where he kind of ranks, though, with the little amount of money that they gave him. Like, he got almost nothing.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like Tony Pollard signs for about $8 million in Tennessee, and Eckler gets, like, less than half of that. And I understand it's because he's older. He's coming off of a subpar year.
I mean, he's 28.
He's not really a full-time player.
It's not like he's 40.
I understand, but, like, in running back years, and that dude's had a lot of touches. He's had a lot of damage to his body. So, hopefully, you know, Robinson and Rodriguez, those are your grinders and your pounders. And I would guess Eckler 12 to 14 touches per game.
That would be a lot.
To kind of keep him fresh.
That would
something
be,
in that range.
If you got 12
you
to 14, that, well, I just think
I mean,
it would
like
be
running the ball and receiving.
I understand, but I think that would be like there'd be an ideal scenario. Like that would be perfect. That's a lot. That's a lot of touches.
Maybe 8 to 10. I don't know. I don't know exactly
eight
what his
to
role
10.
Is going
to
look
he's
like.
He's going to get so many more than 8 to 10.
I think he's the primary back.
Austin Eckler is going to get minimum.
I think he's the number one.
Austin Eckler is going to get more than 8 to 10.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's the number one back.
Oh, I do.
He's going to touch the ball.
I think Robinson is going to be the guy that carries the ball 18, 20 times.
That's fine, but you're going
to. Eckler's going to get 4 to 6 carries.
What?
No way,
I just
man.
Don't see him being the primary back.
He's better than Brian Robinson.
Look, I'm not saying he's not a better player.
But he's a receiver.
So why are you not going to have the better player on the field more?
I'm
going
to have him out there catching balls.
I don't think he's the Austin Eckler that you think he is.
He's not the guy that you want grinding between the tackles for.
He's not the Austin Eckler
a
couple
but
years
he's gonna,
ago.
But he's so explosive, he's going to touch the ball more than 8 to 10 times. He caught 107 balls
two years
ago.
I think what
he
said originally is.
I said 12 to 14 touches per game.
All right, I like more than 14.
Total
8
touches.
To 10, way more than that. He's going to have 14, at minimum 14 or 15.
See how his health holds
hopefully
up.
You're right. I'm remaining very neutral on it.
I think he's going to be really good for a young quarterback, whoever that is, when they draft him, to dump it off. He can get, you know, 6 to 8 catches a week. He can.
Oh, he's definitely capable of that.
Yes. I mean, just
it's a matter of does his body hold up? Is he fully healthy? Is he 100% back?
I would think that he is. I mean, by September, I would think that he
Well, listen, I trust it that Anthony Lynn, you know, he knows what he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, obviously
he
comes
coached
on a,
him in,
obviously
in,
comes on a great recommendation.
What was then San Diego, I guess.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Played 14 games last year. Now, the yards per carry went way down.
Yeah.
Way
he's
down.
Traditionally
well,
been around 4.5.
He played in 14 games, but he was probably healthy for less than half of those games.
Yeah.
Like, he was dragging, I think it was an ankle injury that really hampered him throughout the season.
Still caught 50 balls.
Yeah. No, he's an explosive pass catcher, and that's why they signed him.
Because
that's not what Robinson really does.
But when he's healthy, look at the year before that. He caught 107 balls.
Right.
I'm telling you, he can be a weapon. Austin Eckler will be a weapon here.
I know.
Especially for a young quarterback.
Well, I hope he bounces back to that form of 3 or 4 years ago where he's scoring 18 or 20 touchdowns per season.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a guy whose best years are behind him, but you guys are singing a different tune, so I hope you're right.
It's a good, low-cost, potentially high-reward type of signing.
Yeah.
If he bounces back.
I feel like if he was the Austin Eckler you guys are describing, he'd be getting $10-plus million a year.
Yeah, he would have signed deals like Jacobs.
Right.
And
well, he's a smaller back. He's coming off the injury. You know, I guess he's almost 29.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those are all factors.
If he's doing what you're saying, it would be the greatest bargain in the league.
All right, well, let's just look at 2 years ago.
I know what he's done in the past.
But it's not like it was 7 years ago. It was two years ago.
Yeah, but these dudes
127 targets.
These dudes, we know this. We've seen a million running backs run 150 miles an hour into a brick wall, and they're just never the same.
All right. I mean,
I'm hoping
it's certainly
not
possible.
Case.
It's certainly possible for him to have a bad year.
Yeah.
But I think that they're going to use him. They think if he's healthy, they're going to use. He's going to be an integral
and he's a
part
good,
of their offense.
Like down to earth, like good dude.
Yeah. Right.
I heard he's like a good guy in the
Hard
locker room.
Worker,
all that. Yeah.
And he's into fantasy football. He's a big fantasy nerd.
Uh-huh.
He's one of us. Which we love.
So let's hold on. Let's talk through the offensive line now. So we have. I guess we still have Wiley.
Yep.
We still have Cosme. Mm-hmm. We have, however you say his name. How do you say him?
Tyler Biadasz.
Biadasz.
Yep.
Allegretti.
Allegretti. And then we have a big hole at left tackle.
How do you see him draft
Sadiq
left
Charles.
Tackle? Sadiq Charles,
I think. Can't rely. Starting left
can't
tackle.
Rely on
he's a free agent, I think.
Oh, he is?
I'm pretty sure he's a free agent.
You know who your
agent.
Starting left tackle is? Either the 36th or 40th pick. Or you package those two picks up, move up. And grab your left tackle.
Well,
at the
they're
end
not
of the
done.
First
they're going to sign
done.
Another three or four guys today.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was
still
think.
In the mix.
Cornelius Lucas.
He's also a free agent, I think.
You know what? That's a guy that they might want to sign.
Yeah,
because well, he's helped them out in pinches before, and he's a decent depth guy. I wouldn't hate seeing him re-signed here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so lots to get to on the show today. We will be joined by Chris Russell. The Rooster is going to join us. Coming up at 8 a.m., we'll get deeper into the Commanders' free agent moves with him. And this is a great guest to have during legal tampering free agency. Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He'll help us break down all the moves from the Commanders and more. That's coming up at 9 right here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had to laugh when I saw Luke Combs, the country superstar, tweeting at the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. He did this yesterday. He said, at Panthers, what are we doing? No first-round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns. He's talking about Brian Burns. Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? I usually don't comment on these kinds of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point. The Panthers, they may be the dumbest team in the NFL.
What'd they end
Brian
up getting
Burns,
for Burns?
Like a Brian second Burns and a is a stud fifth, defensive end. Stud.
Yep.
And two off seasons ago.
Franchised him.
They had a deal on the table from the Rams. The Rams said, we're so horny and desperate for Brian Burns, we will give you two first-round picks and a second-round pick. And the Panthers said, you know what? We're good. We're going to keep Brian Burns. So they keep Brian Burns, which is fine, but then they just flail and do nothing.
They can't work out a contract.
They can't work out a deal.
Yep.
And then fast forward 2 years later, and they ship him to the Giants for a second rounder and a fifth rounder in return. Congrats, Carolina Panthers. You had a very valuable asset, and you basically let it deteriorate into nothing.
And then Burns goes to the Giants for $150 million.
What are the Carolina Panthers doing? I don't understand that franchise.
I know. It's a good question. I don't know.
They are just wacky.
It seems like a guy that you certainly want to keep for.
Right. Like,
if you're going to franchise him, work out a deal.
Or if
he's happy.
A team comes to you and says, we're going to give you all these assets for Brian Burns. If you're the GM, maybe the GM wanted to do it and Tepper's just like, no, I have to have this guy. We have to hold on to him. I don't know the dynamics there, but I don't know what's going on in that building. But whatever it is, it's not great. From an outsider's perspective.
And then they went out and they signed an offensive lineman, gave him $100 million.
Right.
Because clearly Bryce Young needed some help up front, so they went out and got him. But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a bad decision, and Panther fans are very pissed.
Yeah. So Burns is
I feel
on
like
the
they
move.
Just gave him away.
Other huge names moving. Saquon Barkley signs with division rival. And now there's, you know, I think we're going to get into it deeper later. There's definitely tension between him and Tiki Barber. I guess it's been.
Saquon and Tiki?
Yeah, there's definitely bad blood. And we'll get into that later.
I think Tiki said, and we are going
to
talk about
later.
He
just said he's dead to him. I mean.
He's dead to me, but in a joking manner. And obviously Saquon didn't like that. Said he's been a hater the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Said he's been a hater since day one.
By the way, that's a great move for Barkley and the Eagles because he gets a better offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He has a better quarterback. He's got two legit receivers, so you don't have to focus on stopping Barkley.
Yeah.
Because anytime you play the Giants, all you did was focus on Barkley, stop him. Well, you can't do that anymore with the Eagles. So
he could be in line for a massive year.
I think he's going to have a big year. Yeah.
I could see
him having like a Christian McCaffrey type year.
Got better by and large, although the Cowboys haven't done anything, right? Cowboys lost Tony Pollard. They lost a couple players here to Washington, and they've been pretty quiet, right? Now the Giants, they lose Saquon, but they add Burns. They made a couple other moves. Eagles seem to make some good moves.
Everybody picked up pass rushers, right, within the division? That's what I kept seeing.
Eagles signed Bryce Huff
for
over $50 million.
Right.
He's a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned the Giants getting Burns. So in the division, I thought, you know, three of the teams definitely improved themselves. Don't know about the Cowboys.
Cowboys usually do a decent job of drafting, right?
So, yeah, I'm sure they'll figure something out. I mean, sure they didn't get the top guys, but I think they'll be fine. Still have to work out a deal for Dak and to get that extension done.
I am amazed, though, that Kirk Cousins gets $100 million guaranteed. He's coming off the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just...
Is the assumption now that the Achilles is no big deal? Now, he did look good in the one video I saw of him dropping back on a tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
He looked fine.
Well, I think it shows, that he's at a level where he can compete.
Yeah.
He's not going to beat you with his legs.
He's taking
but he
care
can drop
of himself.
Back. Yeah.
And it crystallizes how desperate teams are for quarterbacks, and they're willing to pay a premium to get one that they think is a top 12, top 14 quarterback in the league. And now makes them the favorite in that division, I would guess, by a pretty wide margin.
It's just crazy that Minnesota would just say, yeah, I guess we'll just let you go. Because they just go back into the abyss.
Yeah,
they are now officially in the abyss.
I mean, when you've been there
for a long time.
I mean, you can goof on Kirk Cousins, and plenty of people do. But when you go from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold, your fortunes are not improving. You're on a serious downswing.
I don't know that they're probably the favorite. I don't know that they're the prohibitive favorite, Cakes. They were a 7-10 team a year ago. Tampa won the division. Tampa retained the two guys who maybe they thought they were going to lose in Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield. And I know Mike Evans is a little bit older, but all he does is keep producing.
You might be right, but look, Atlanta was a quarterback away from winning that division.
Agreed. Right. Yeah. I'm just saying he put them as a prohibitive favorite. I'd say maybe a slight favorite.
Yeah, we'll see.
To win the division, but
I mean, how many more wins is Cousins worth versus Ritter?
I would imagine
three or four, five.
They could be an 11-win team if he's there last year.
I would think.
And with all those weapons, it's probably a good move.
I wouldn't give him 4 or 5. Guy's career 500 record.
Here's what I do know. That Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
How many wins did they have
years.
2 years? How many wins did they have last year?
7.
I'm sorry, 2 years ago when they were beating everybody by less than a touchdown.
Well, I think they got like 13
or
something.
12 or 13?
But a bunch of those were like late or, you know,
yeah, they were one score games.
Yeah. It was a little fluky. I mean, but still, I think Ritter is worth 0 wins.
Right. Yeah, he's drag. He's a negative.
So, you know, I think he's probably 4 or 5 games better than Ritter. Yeah.
Be my guess. But who knows?
Who knows?
Falcons just stockpiling old Washington quarterbacks. Kirk, Heinicke. They got them all in the mix down there in Atlanta.
Well, will Heinicke stick? He got a multi-year deal,
Would you
right?
want him as a backup?
I think so.
I think so. Though he'll never play because Kirk, unless he blows his Achilles out, always plays.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But as he gets older, you want a reliable backup because he could get dinged up
What spots are available for Henry if all these running backs switch spots?
Cowboys.
Yep. That's
Cowboys,
the one everybody says.
Ravens.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Gus Edwards departs the Ravens, gets a deal with the Chargers.
Kind of musical chairs for some of these running backs. Is Joe Mixon, did he sign?
Mixon got released.
No. I know he got released.
He didn't sign. Aaron Jones is available, although I heard the Texans are really interested in him.
They lost Singletary.
Valdez, did anybody sign Patrick Queen?
Not yet.
So he's still out there?
No.
So how many Ravens got raided yesterday?
Let's see. John Simpson, who is their starting guard, signed with the Jets.
Geno Stone signed with the Bengals.
This one really hurts. Okay. Ronald Darby.
Yeah.
Former commander.
Former skin, yeah.
Dude, he played really well last year.
Played well when he was here.
He might have been the best cornerback on the team. Signed
Who
with the Jaguars.
Where did he wind
the
up?
The Jaguars.
Okay.
Jags were pretty active.
They signed Gabe Davis, helped upgrade their wideout core.
Queen hasn't been snatched up, although I think I saw one of those like fake Twitter things, and I thought I saw that he signed with Seattle, but it was a fake one. This is also prime fake.
Oh yeah,
fake news.
You're about to get onion
era
today. Yeah.
Black Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
I mean, all the fake
Schefter
ones out there.
Misspelled by like one letter. You gotta be on your toes today.
Potato sack sports. I mean, you gotta have your radar up.
Yeah, you gotta have that head on a swivel all day.
So are you overall fine? You always trust the Ravens, or are you a little bit freaked out that they got raided so much?
I usually think they have someone in the pipeline that will just step in and play. But Darby was the only one that really, really, really hurt. Like they have a surplus at safety, so seeing Geno go doesn't hurt. And then they're probably gonna draft a lineman, so seeing Simpson go doesn't hurt.
Kendall Fuller's still out there.
And Gus is fumble prone, and they kind of lost faith in him at the end of the season. So,
And there's still RBs to go after if you want.
Yeah,
the Ravens
big RB market.
Yeah, I mean Joe Mixon, obviously Henry.
If you don't get signed on day one or reported to be signed on day one, you're almost like damaged goods. I know that's a dumb way to look at it.
This is what the Ravens do, and they play the secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
So they wait for the first wave to go.
Well, that's
then
what they were saying.
Then they
Peter's
go.
Gonna do.
They right. go to TJ Maxx and Marshalls, and they do all the bargain
you're
shopping.
Going through the bargain bin.
Good stuff there. I'm telling you,
Hicks loves to win the off season. Winning is done on the second and third days of free agency. You don't have to go out and make a big splash.
I like splashy moves.
I'm not saying the Commanders actually like, but like what the Panthers are doing.
Yeah.
Signing way overpaying for guards.
Yeah.
That's just terrible business. Mm-hmm. That's not how you win. Winning is done later in the week
when
everything settles a little bit.
When dust settles and everything goes on sale.
All these deals up by Washington I thought were very reasonable.
Yeah, and that's with the team that had the most salary cap money to spend.
What was the biggest deal they made?
I guess Armstrong could be Armstrong. Potentially. They say he could get as much as $45 million over 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go crazy.
Luvu.
Nothing fiscally irresponsible on this list.
Yeah.
Let's hope
just
that
solid spending.
I mean,
they definitely signed more guys than I thought they would. Yeah. Yesterday.
How do you pronounce the cow? The center?
Biotish.
Biotish.
I'm 99% sure that's correct.
He's 26.
Yeah.
He's young. He was in a Pro Bowl
two years ago.
Pretty
durable.
And he was a starter for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So, I think he started like 49 of his last 51
games. Supposedly they
have
another one in the pipeline. Dallas does, I think, that they're counting on.
So you would assume that Allegretti and Biotish are upgrades from what they had. Make that a better unit. Still got to get a left tackle.
Right.
So I think Commander fans, they got to be happy with those moves. I'm high on Eckler. I could be wrong, but I'm high on him.
I hope you're right. I hope he's a beast. I hope he's Christian McCaffrey light.
Yeah, and they get another linebacker, position of need, a good one.
Yeah, hopefully this frees up Jamin a little bit.
Now I could see them going after some DBs, either trying to re-sign what they have or going after some free agent DBs because I think they need at least one, if not two.
Right. Well, we know it's the most decimated going into free agency that I've ever seen our roster. So most of these guys I would expect would have big roles. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Zach Ertz is going to do. That one I always kind of scratch my head, but they obviously feel like he could still help.
I think he can give you what Logan Thomas gave you.
Okay.
Probably.
That's fair.
And they might draft
might
draft a tight end.
They could. They could draft a tight end or maybe get another young one.
I mean, I see
agency.
Five starters on this list, a co-starter at running back in Eckler. And, I mean, I don't think Ertz is going to be your starting tight end. I think he's more of a depth guy. But, look, he's a guy that knows Kingsbury's system, familiar with that. And hopefully he just bounces back injury-wise.
Right.
And is productive. Because that room right now is pretty barren, the tight end room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Cole Turner just is not developed.
Nope.
Yeah. For injury or whatever.
He had one flash, I think during his rookie campaign, where he ran like a really nice, like a seam route, and he was burning the defense. I was like, ooh.
Bates is serviceable, but he's nothing special.
But he's much more of a blocker. Like, he shouldn't be catching balls, like, ever.
Am I on an island if Washington, should they be interested in Calvin Ridley? I would be interested in Calvin Ridley.
How old is he? Interest. I think he's 29.
Yeah,
I mean, 28 or 29.
But it's a wide receiver rich draft, so they don't need to do that.
It is. So maybe they're targeting a couple guys.
Yeah.
But I would think that, you know, you add Ridley to McLaurin and Dotson. You got three legit outside threats there. But maybe you're right. Maybe they're going to look in the draft and go for a 21-year-old.
Or maybe Peter sees his market is depressed and lets it wait for another day or two.
And then get him on the cheap.
In. Maybe. But, I mean, Cal Ridley's looking for a payday. Like, he's not looking to sign a cheap type of deal.
Well, I don't think we're going to be the team then.
Yeah, probably
I don't
not.
Think we're going to be the team.
They're not going to spend a bunch.
Probably going to land elsewhere.
Yeah. But I honestly didn't think they were going to sign Eckler. That takes my man Dylan Lauby off the board, I think.
I would think, yes.
Unless they wanted to just sort of stash him, you know.
Like a practice squad or
you know.
Yeah, they could.
I was really surprised by that. Did not see that coming. But I think overall, you know, looks okay. We'll see.
But the NFL is brilliant that they have free agency right before March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole week, it's a tampering period.
Yep.
So it's the talk of the town for that entire week. And obviously yesterday was all – watching Schefter on ESPN yesterday.
Is he juggling all his
with
phones?
His phone. Just texting and tweeting
right.
and posting
just
things
nonstop.
As they're asking him questions.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's not even responding. He's,
right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
super distracted.
He was so distracted.
Yeah, trying to do 10 things at once.
Yeah, he's trying to break all the stories.
Yeah. All right, don't forget, we'll continue to talk NFL free agency throughout the show. Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He'll join the show at 8, and we will pick Warren Sharp's brain at 9 a.m. It's all coming up right here on the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So Saquon Barkley signing with the division rival Eagles did not sit well with former New York Giant running back Tiki Barber. We have some audio of Tiki, I guess.
Why would he be upset?
He's just roasting Saquon.
Let's hear how it sounds.
Yeah, here's Tiki Barber.
Okay, here it is from Schefter. Saquon Barkley and the Eagles have a three-year, $37.75 million contract. It could be worth up to $46.75 million.
There you go.
$26 million guaranteed.
So he got more money than the franchise tag.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful. Excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji.
He's
I'm looking at
us.
A
He's
pic.
Dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon.
He's long dead to me. Enjoy. By the way, Philly, enjoy the 9 games he'll play next year.
It was one team that was going that high.
Houston was at least bidding, though.
They were bidding the franchise number. They were bidding what his franchise number was. There was one team that was willing to do that. So they had the Giants didn't know that. How the hell do the Giants know what any other team is going to bid? How do they know what they want to bid on Saquon Barkley?
The risk of free agency.
Of course it is. That's and they played their risk, and they lost because Saquon got an offer that was better than the one that the Giants were going to give him. And I'm interested to see how this deal works out, meaning numbers-wise.
What do you got to say to Saquon? You had a message for him about 5 days ago. Now he's an Eagle.
I already said it.
You're dead to me?
Good luck. You're dead to me.
Short and sweet.
By the way, not the first time. Steve Smith was dead to us before 2011 when he left for Philly. Mm-hmm. And a little-known guy named Victor Cruz stepped up. So whether it's Eric Gray or somebody else behind the new ass we're building, see you, Saquon. Enjoy those overrated.
They're just being dumb New Yorkers.
Yeah, they're being silly.
So Saquon responded. He said, LOL, yup, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more GM. That's got to be guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Then he also said, you've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. So there's legit bitterness.
He was laughing as he said it, though, to defend Tiki Barber. He's doing a radio show for New York fans. I think it was mostly tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, and he basically explained why he did it, mm-hmm. why Barkley took the deal. It's a better deal than what the Giants were willing to offer. Why wouldn't he? Barber would have done the same thing.
It's the NFL. Are you supposed to not go to division rivals?
Especially
Brian Mitchell has talked about this a million times. He is revered, should be in the Hall of Fame, Washington Redskins. and he played for the Eagles and Giants after.
He's getting offered not top of the running back market money, but pretty close.
Pretty close.
In this free agency run, he's getting top of the market money. He's not getting McCaffrey money, but he's getting basically the next best thing. Yeah. He has to take it.
Of course.
He has to take that deal.
And he's in a better situation. He's right. Got a better chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They just sound like just like fans. They're just reacting like fans.
Correct. Yeah, but hurt.
I don't understand. Yeah, fans not allowed to be upset they went to a division rival? I mean, did we not do weeks on end with Bryce Harper going to the Phillies and cry about it and right. be angry? We did.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
did the
but,
same thing.
But yeah, if they were fine. But they were if they were in his shoes, they would have done the exact same thing.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, they said that the Bears and the Texans were in the same ballpark.
I'm so just not blaming. I'm
yeah,
just
but
not
that's
blaming.
Their biggest rival.
Okay,
that's their biggest rival.
But he's not going to the Bears. He's got no chance. He doesn't even know. He's not going to play with a rookie quarterback
right.
there.
And Swift already signed there.
Texans, I know they were interested. That could have been a decent situation. But he goes for the best deal
mm-hmm. would,
and a great situation for him.
I would, even when I was upset at Bryce for not accepting whatever offer, mediocre offer we gave him, because I'm sure he got a much better, more guaranteed up front or whatever. Wasn't deferred.
Right.
I can't blame a guy for going to a rival. Who cares?
And I can't blame Tiki Barber, who's a legendary Giants running back, for being annoyed that Barkley
he's
left.
Doing he's doing shtick.
He's doing. He's laughing
he's
about
doing
it.
Schtick.
The other guys were more serious.
I
they're just
like
being
he's
annoying
doing
New York radio hosts. That's what they do.
And I do feel like Tiki is a little weird about running backs. I don't know.
That offense is gonna be nasty in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's gonna be loaded.
Jalen Hurts had a down year. If he bounces back with the receivers they have. In Brown and Smith, and then you put Barkley in the mix who can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Like there were
that's
rumblings,
a nasty offense.
Rumblings too that there's going to be less of Hurts' tush push because he was banged up all year. Like they don't want to keep exposing him to those hits,
right?
Even though it doesn't seem like there are a ton of hits, there's a massive humanity falling on top of him every time they run that.
Well,
play.
Is there some question as to whether or not that tush push will be effective without Kelce there? I mean, he was kind of the anchor of that thing, wasn't he?
I'm sure it might be. Yeah.
They had the most effective tush push, but I saw a statistic. I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like the Eagles using the tush push were 94%.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Rest league was like 87%.
So they were right there.
So maybe they will slip a little bit, but I'm sure it'll still be effective. I do wonder, though, Jason Kelce, everybody's saying, is a Hall of Famer. I do wonder how much of a hit that offensive line takes without him. They re-signed one of their guys yesterday, but they took some hits on the offensive line. So, but they got the skill positions. They got the skill positions locked up with Barkley, Brown, and Smith.
And Dallas Goedert's a pretty good tight end, too, when he's healthy.
It's a big year. Yeah. It's a big year for Jalen. It's a big year for him because I think some people have some question marks the way the season played out.
The injuries definitely played a role, significant role.
I think so, but he's got to prove that.
He just made a lot more turnovers this year.
Yeah, he's got to just – if he wants to be considered in that class with Mahomes and those guys, he needs to play better.
Yeah, well, he's got a legit RB he can throw to, you know, out of the backfield who can catch 50 or 60 balls.
Right. What remind me – I just feel like Tiki's always involved in little spats. He used to be involved in one with Eli, right? Didn't he criticize Eli at first when he first came into the broadcasting world?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I feel like Tiki's always involved in little piddly little things. Of course, he had his own scandal, like a marriage scandal or whatever.
Okay.
That was kind of public. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking back at 2007.
Yeah,
Tiki Barber wanted a more intense, fiery Eli Manning, this article says.
So that's when he was a player. That wasn't when he was like a broadcaster. I feel like Tiki's always involved in little things. But
then I also see Tiki Barber thinks criticism of Eli Manning is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the New York media, probably anything he's ever said has been scrutinized.
Right. But I mean, they can't be surprised. Like, did they actually think – I should ask Ben – did they actually think they were going to keep Saquon? Were there a bunch of Giants fans that thought they were going to keep him? Seemed like the writing was on the wall. But a lot of these big name signings, we all predicted them days ago.
Yeah.
We predicted Russell Wilson to the Steelers. We predicted
Cousins to Atlanta.
Yeah, not that we know anything. It's been reported.
It made sense.
Yeah, it had been reported. Saquon to the Eagles.
Yeah, Florio had Kirk going to Atlanta. The one thing that I think he threw in there that I told you yesterday, and I saw Kyle Pitts maybe tweeted or had an Instagram post about it, is there supposedly, according to Florio, was already talk about the number with Kyle Pitts, and Pitts said, no, nobody's talked to me about my number. But then Pitts tweeted, who's getting number 8? Hey, probably have to negotiate.
If Kirk's willing to pay him a nice sum for a number, of course you give him the number.
Do you think Kirk's going to pay for that?
Probably not.
Does he strike you as the kind of guy that's
going to... I think he'll change his number.
What number did he wear in college? Has he always been number 8?
Don't know.
Is he 12 or something?
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to give you $100,000 for your number.
No, I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
He's more pragmatic with his cash.
I mean, you might get $10,000 out of him. Yeah. I just don't think you're going to get
a ton. Most.
I just don't think you're going to get a ton, even though the guy's probably worth
Looks like he wore number 8 at Michigan State.
Maybe he'll cough it up.
Was he always number 8 here in Washington?
I think so.
Believe so.
I'm bad at numbers these days.
Bad at numbers.
I used to be so good at it. All my number references are from the 80s.
Yeah, your 40 file's years so ago. Old. Your file's so old and dusty.
40 years ago. Yeah, what?
I thought he was 12 when he first started here, and then he switched to 8.
Kirk was?
Yeah.
I believe maybe. You.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to argue. I believe you.
I don't remember Kirk's jersey.
Yeah, he was definitely Kirk.
Images of him wearing 12.
Looked like he wore number 12 for a while.
So then he doesn't care. He'll wear 12 again. Is there 12 available? What is Heinicke wearing? 4?
I think now you're asking me to go through his roster.
Asking backup quarterback jersey numbers? That's a stretch. It's a real stretch for me over here.
All right. Well, I'm just ready for the second wave of free agency today, right? I'm ready for that second wave to see how many more guys we bring
in
here.
But we're still letting the first wave settle in, and when we come back, we're going to take the listener calls to see how they've reacted to day one of Commanders free agency. 800-636-1067.
You can't hate it.
It's the MGM National Harbor listener line.
Pleasantly, you know.
Look, they were excited last year at this exact same time.
Right.
So let us know.
When Bieniemy was coming in and they were signing guys like Wiley and Nick Gates.
The excitement was around Bieniemy. The excitement was around Bieniemy.
Yeah, I would agree.
You thought you were going to bring some of that Kansas City magic here.
What did you think of Adam Peters' first day of free agency as the GM of the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls on that next at 800-636-1067.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.